I've been waking up wondering if I'm still dreaming. Are we really on the verge of electing a black president? The entire world has been intrigued by the prospect. For African Americans, myself included, it's been an emotional roller coaster ride, lurching from disbelief to pride, joy, fear, and disbelief again. When Senator Barack Obama first announced his candidacy, most of us believed he couldn't win. America wasn't ready. I'm in my 50s, and I never thought there would be a black president in my lifetime. I have to admit I was shocked when the Iowa voters chose Obama. I hadn't expected it. Truthfully, I never considered it. I felt the beginning of a sense of possibility and the dawning of the idea that maybe I had underestimated my countrymen and women. Since then, I've been on pins and needles. With every development in the campaign, I've felt anxious or pleasantly surprised. One day I believe the country is really going to take this historic step. The next, I'm convinced it won't happen. At some point, I realized the election is about more than how the country views a black presidential candidate. It's about how the country views me, my family, my fellow black Americans. It offers the possibility that we will be more completely included in the American dream. Like many, I protect myself, guarding against a major disappointment. Don't forget about those elections where African American candidates were way ahead in the polls and either lost or won by much narrower margins. And then I'll have the unprecedented feeling that I don't have to lower my expectations and think that in the end the country will hold true to its racial prejudices. The younger generation, free of a lot of our racial baggage, will usher us into our future. It's a strange and invigorating time. It's also gut-wrenching. Funny how the status quo, even with its negative aspects, can feel more comfortable. We haven't elected a black president yet, but we're closer than we've ever been. In the last few months, we've learned the country has come farther than many of us believed. I never thought my parents might see two little black girls in the first family. With a perspective, I'm Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.